The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chofei. We're learning the sugyas of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, and to be honest, there are many dinim that are almost not negeh. What to light with, what type of oil, what type of wick. We don't light with any of these things. Most of us either light regular wax candles, or if somebody wants to be mahadir, he lights with olive oil. And there's really not that much room for practical halachal ma'aseh discussions. There is, however, one gemara, which is extremely important in the definition of what exactly the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is. And it figures prominently in different shailas of where to light and how to light. And that's the Gemara on Chof Hei Amid Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Chof Dalet Amid Beis, Rabbi Shmuel said not to light with Itron, Mipnei, because it causes a bad reah. The Gemara on the top of Chof Hei Amid Beis, my time, Omer Rav Mnei Sherechoi Rag, Zeru Shami Anichenu V'yetze. He's going to light. She, rather, is going to light, and the itron gives off a particularly foul smell, and they're not going to want to stay in the room where the lights are. Let him go out. So what? What's the problem if they walk out of that room where the candles are lit? Hadlokas ner Shabbos choyvo. Hadlokas ner b'Shabbos is choyvo, is a chiv. What exactly did Rava tell Abaya back? Abaya asked Rava a question. Let's say there isn't a good smell in the room where the Neir is Shabbos Alit. So what? Let them walk out. Let them eat someplace else. Rava answers back, Neir Shabbos is Choyva. Did Abaya dispute that? Could anybody dispute that? The Mishnah later on says, "I'll show various nosha meisos, I'll show them zehiris, bechala, benida, badlok saner." Of course, Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah gomer. Abaye is masking. What exactly was the discussion over here between Abaye and Rav? So Rashi says, "Choyva, Ner Shabbos choyva, kovid Shabbos who shein suda chashuva ela b'mogem oyer." The choyva that the Gemara is not referring to is not the mitzvah itself. The Gemara is referring to Ner Shabbos choyva that the candle should be lit in the place where the suda is. Therefore, Rava said to Abaye, if they walk out of that room, there's a bitl of this choyv that the Ner should be lit dafka in the place where the suda takes place. They're not going to want to eat there. It's not pleasant in a room with a reyach ra. They're going to walk out. Rashi defines this as kovid Shabbos. Taisus Dibamaskad Loks Ner Shabbos Choyva speaks about that the Shiyisa B'mogam Anem Shum Oynik. The Oynik Shabbos of the Suda is enhanced by having the Ner, and that's the Mechayim of having the Ner lit. And Rashi says, oh, it's Kovid Shabbos. The Kovid Shabbos for the Ner is to be lit in the place where the Suda is. Vinishvi, the Gemara is Mechadish over here something that would seem beyond the elementary Chiyuv of Ner Shabbos. According to Rashi, Mipnei Kovid Shabbos, according to Tosfos, Mipnei Oynik Shabbos. In truth, the Gemara earlier in the Perek, the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, it's about Azor B'Ner, the Gemara over there says that the Inyan of Ner Shabbos is Al Sholem Bayis. That the house should be lit up, which tells us at the end of Perek by Mehmed Likin, which has nothing to do with the Suda per se. So, L'chairi would seem that there's two levels of Chiv. There's the Etzem Hadlokas Neris, which is Choyv, and that's Muskam. According to everybody, according to Abaya, according to Rava, that there's a Chiv of Neris Shabbos, and that might very well be in order that the Al Shalom Bayis, because people shouldn't bang into each other, shouldn't trip over things, the house shouldn't be dark, it raises tempers, so there's a Chiv of Neris Shabbos. Suda too, as an addition, there is a separate chiyuv that there should be Ner Shabbos b'mokam ha-suda. That Abaye disputed, the halacha is like Rava, that there is a chiyuv that the Ner Shabbos should be b'mokam b'suda. Now, there's two different inyanim, as we said, Rashi and Tosfos. There's an inyan of oinim, there's an inyan of kovid, and as we define better what exactly the chiyuv of Ner Shabbos is, we'll be able to answer some of the most commonly answered questions about Ner Shabbos, namely the problem of if a person is sleeping in one place and eating someplace else, where do they light? This is probably the most commonly asked question about Ner Shabbos. somebody's away for Shabbos, or they're going away for the Suda. More commonly, they're going away for the Suda. They're sleeping at home. Do they light at home and then go over? Do they light where they eat? Let's say somebody's eating a Shabbos Simcha, and the families are eating in a hall. Let's say in a hotel, do we light in the dining room of the hotel? Do we light in the bedroom of the hotel? And so on and so forth. All these types of shadows need definition in terms of what exactly is the mechayev. It's like we're saying there's a chiv of lighting at home, that there should be light at home. And tzudetzu, the Gemara of Yechaveheim Mibes, according to Rav, is telling us that there's a chiv, which we see in the Mishnah of Mnei Reche Rav, Rabbi Shmuel, that there's a chiv that the Neiru should be in the place in the Makom of the Suda. One opens up the Rambam, as always, in trying to get a clear definition as to the halachic geder of what the mitzvah is, and one sees two different things in the Rambam. There's two separate shmuzen in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hei in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Ikka Dinim Hadlokas Neres, that's where the Dinim of Hadlokas Neres are. The Rambam brings the halachas which are negated to the beginning of Shabbos, the Atmono, which is also discussed in the next perek, and that's why the Seder HaShabbos is that way. The first halachas are in the first perek, Bamet Madlikin is before Shabbos, Bamet Tonim and Kiro are also the halachas of before Shabbos, and the Rambam in Perek Hei Mehilchah Shabbos tells us that the Ikar Din Hadlokas HaNer is Mishum Oynik Shabbos. In Perek Lamed, the Rambam is talking something totally different over there. The Rambam is talking about the halachas of Suda Shabbos, of Kovet Shabbos. And the Rambam brings over there the different halachas of Kovod Shabbos. The way to be Mekabel Shabbos, the Rambam says, is a person bathes himself and a person puts on special Shabbos clothing and he sits and he waits for Shabbos to come in, which we're Mekayim with the minig of saying Kabbalah Shabbos, which is a way of welcoming Shabbos, not just Shabbos descending upon us, but actually actively participating in Shabbos coming in by welcoming the Shabbos. The Lashon of the Rambam is to sit and wait, kemelech, like the Shechinah is coming, sitting and waiting for the entourage, so to speak, kiviyachol, of the king to pass by. And the Rambam writes over there, the zechiv, the Shulchanah should be matzahs, the ner doluk, the zechiv of Kovod Shabbos, that there should be a ner doluk. So we see over here in the Rambam two separate nyanim. What exactly is the hagdor of this mitzvah? The Brisker of Revelvela says, based on the words of the Goyin has an arichus to explain the Rambam, that the Goyin explains Kovod Shabbos and Oynik Shabbos as two separate inyonim. Kovod Shabbos is the preparation, as we said, to welcome Shabbos, to show chashivus for Shabbos. There's halacha that one should take part personally in the preparation for the mitzvah. And he's mechaber Shabbos b'knisoso, he welcomes Shabbos, he's ready for Shabbos, he shows that he's eager that Shabbos should come. That's all Kovod Shabbos. The Oifanim of Kovod Shabbos also on Shabbos. But the Goyin explains that the Iker Kovod Shabbos is the Oifin that one welcomes Shabbos, and therefore the Kiyum of Kovod Shabbos is before Shabbos. Mitzvah's Oynik Shabbos is on Shabbos itself, and that's B'shas the Suda. And what the Rambam is telling us is that there's an inyan that the house should have, there should be a ner doluk as a way when a house is lit up. It's a house which welcomes, the same way the house should be clean, the table should be set, the people that are greeting Shabbos should be bathed, should be freshly clothed. There's also a halacha that the ner should be doluk, that's the way of greeting the king. The king comes, obviously the streets are brightly lit up. So the house where the king, where Shabbos Malkus is coming, is to be lit up. That's the halacha of Kovod Shabbos. What the Rambam tells us in the second halacha is the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, which is a halacha in Suda Shabbos, which is a chiyuv of Oynik Shabbos, that should be b'makom hanes. As we said, the kiyum of Oynik Shabbos in the Suda is enhanced, like Rav says in our Gemara, by having the neiros b'makom ha-Suda. Now, one would say, seemingly from the Rambam, that the two separate inyanim. One is an inyan of Kovod Shabbos, one is an inyan of Oynik Shabbos. We see not that way. We see that Chazal and the Rishonim, and the halachas and Shmoneh are in Shulchan Aruch, bring that the halacha is that the Ner Shabbos, which will not be lit, and this is very important, anybody that goes away for Shabbos, will get back, Mitz Hashem, Behem Shechashir, if one should light at home. But if one should light at home before going away, and one will not be nene from the neiros, because one will not be there when the neiros have any value, are lighting up the darkness of the room around, then one is not yoytze. If one lights before Shabbos, even though l'chayim in terms of common Shabbos, one is greeting the Shabbos, one lights with very little oil, a very small wax candle, which will not last until the Suda, let's say. One is not yoytze the mitzvah of, it's a bracha l'atala, one is not yoytze the mitzvah, as I said in Shulchan Aruch, of Ner Shabbos. Now, l'chayru covered Shabbos, of greeting Shabbos Malkus with a Ner Daluk, l'chayru one should be mekayim. L'chayru we see that Chazal put the two dinim together, Chazal linked these two in Yonim up, there are nafkiminis la'alocha between one and the other, and but the actual act of lighting, on which the woman makes the bracha, has to be done in a way which will enhance the Suda, which will be in Erev Shabbos. Meaning to say, it has to be an act before Shabbos, in the time like the Bris Kerov tells us, of Kovet Shabbos. The Ner Doluk of Kovet Shabbos has to be lit in a way which will bring about as well Erev Shabbos of the Ner as being the B'shas the Suda. It's an interesting combination of two separate ideas into one mitzvah. There's the Maisa Mitzvah Sadlaka before Shabbos, and the purpose of that Maisa Mitzvah Sadlaka Shabbos as well as Kovet Shabbos is also that there should be later on Neris of B'shas HaSuda, and if there can't be Neris B'shas HaSuda, one is not Yoytze, the Chiyuv of Hadlokas Neris. Now, here's the catch. If Chazal set up the Maisa Mitzvah in terms of lighting in a way that that lighting will enhance the Suda Shabbos, what about the first inyan? Let's forget about Kovet Shabbos before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. What about the other inyan that we discussed, the essential choiv that Abai is maskim to, which has nothing to do with the Suda, the chiv of Ner Shabbos, the Gemara is Mavur, the chiv is Yadati Gishrol Moyalecha, in order to facilitate that the house should be lit up. It shouldn't be a dark house, people shouldn't stumble, people shouldn't trip, there shouldn't be problems, people's tempers shouldn't have a reason to flare, there should be a calm, peaceful atmosphere, which there is in a environment which has light, which is easy to function in. If that's the inyan, the essential chiv of Ner Shabbos, l'chayr, one doesn't have to light. It's enough that lights were on. Let's say one has a light on. In our houses, we don't have to light in order that the house should be lit up. Just leave a light on. L'chayr, it should not be mechayiv a mitzvah of Ma'is Hadlaka. So again, we have the same point. The essential chiv of Ner Shabbos, that the house should be lit up as Niskayim, l'chayr, even with lights that are on, that weren't specifically put on for Shabbos, and as I stated in Paiskim, but there's a chiv of a Maisa Hadlaka, which carries with it a mitzvah, which carries with it a bracha, like any other Maisa mitzvah. If the purpose was only the house should be lit up, one would not make a bracha, because there's no act that has to be done. Theoretically, if the lights went on Friday morning, the lights went on Wednesday morning, what's the difference? You put on those lights, the house is lit up, because there's no bittul of the inyan of why you're lighting. But Chazal will metaken that there's a Maisa Hadlaka, and Yisrael Shem, I'd like to also get to in a later share, hopefully in Daf Lamed Beis, the idea behind this Maisa Hadlaka. If the purposes of the house should be lit up, why does there have to be a whole ceremony with a bracha, with a woman lighting? It's enough that it's lit up. Why does there have to be a Maisa Hadlaka? There's a deeper dimension to this, of course, as in most things. But as far as halachic definition is concerned, the chiyuv that the house should be lit is niskayim even when the house was not lit up because of hadlakas ner Shabbos. But the chiyuv, the chazal metakim, that's done specifically before Shabbos, for Shabbos, and like we said, it has to be a maisa which will suffice to enhance the Shabbos suda with ner Shabbos in the room where it's lit. These two in yonim are discussed by the Bir Halacha, and this is really where we're going to plug into the Halacha L'maisa. The Siman of Neir's Shabbos in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Hilchos Shabbos in Chelek Gimel L'Mishabur is Reish Shabbat Gimel, and in Sif Vov, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Bochrim, Lashon Shulchan Aruch Bochrim, there is a Miyut HaPaisim that hold the Bochrim mean not married, because if he was married, then even if he was not at home, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Bochrim that are not at home. What does this mean? The Derech HaChaim, the Das Yochai, and the Paiskim hold that this is only when he doesn't have a wife lighting for him at home. He's away. Bochrim, Sheyotzim, Ibeisim, it was the custom that even married, they married young, and very often anybody who was a Ben Torah would leave the house for 6 months at a time to go learn in Valoj, in Eshishok, whichever yeshiva it was, in a neighboring town where Tirdus would not disturb him from his learning. That was the level of learning that existed in the world that used to exist. And the Bochim Shiyotzim Ibesim Bechdei Lilmoid, which the Chachayim says refers to that he has a wife, that he doesn't have a wife, because if he did have a wife, then he's Yoitzu with his wife lighting back home. Right place can hold not that way, and this is the way the Bir Aloka accepts La Aloka, that the Shulchan Aruch and Sivod is talking about, even if his wife is lighting at home, since he's not living at home, he's not just away for Shabbos, but he's not living at home, he has some type of other kvius, even if it's temporary of living someplace else. The halacha is that they have to be madlik. In Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Orchim, anybody who's traveling on business, Shein Lechede Miyuchot, he does not have a place Miyuchot where he is. He doesn't have a place where he's alone. If he has a place alone, it would be Mavur and Shulchan Aruch that he would have to light. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but if he doesn't have a Chede Miyuchot, then he's chayiv to be madlik neir Shabbos only if his wife is not lighting at home. What's the pshat sivov that bochrim are madlik, even if their wife is lighting at home, like we said according to Rav Poskim, and in siv zayin the orchim only light if they don't have a chayiv miyuchod, only if nobody's lighting for them back home, only if they don't have a wife that's lighting at home, even if that's 5,000 miles away. So Bi Aloch explains that there's really two inyanim going on over here, which is exactly what we were talking about. Explains the Bi'ar Locha, the Mishnah Berurah, that when this guest has a Chede Miyuchot, he has a place where he's staying. He's on business, let's say, he's traveling, and for the weekend he's traveling to the Far East. For the weekend he's staying in Shanghai, he has a, or in someplace else, in Hong Kong, let's say, he has a Chede Miyuchot, he has a place of his own, which is the case of most people that have a hotel room. You're doing business, and you have to stay the weekend in Hong Kong. So you have a hotel room. Since you have a chiv miyuchad, there's a chiv over there, even if your wife is at home and she's lighting, the wife is the one who's mechuyev to do the maisat loka. The act, like we said, there's a deeper dimension. Why does it have to be an act? It's enough lechayit, should be lit. No. There's a maisa mitzvah, and there's a, with a bracha, with a tefillah, it's a special time. Whatever the inyanim are, which we'll discuss in Yetz Hashem, that maisa mitzvah, that maisa adloka, that chiv to be madlik neiros, is niskayim al yedei, our friend in Hong Kong's wife back home, in Brooklyn, Lakewood, Muncie, wherever the case may be. However, if he's in a hotel room, the hotel room is dark, there's a separate mechayiv called v'yadada yishalom v'alecha, that one should not be in a dark place on Shabbos. So he has to light at home, and therefore he makes a bracha, because that inyan is chal on him by itself, since he's not part of his wife's hadlaka. His wife's hadlaka is not connected to him. His wife, ishta kegufa, is yoytzu with his wife's ma'is hadlaka. But if he has a chedim yuchid, he's mechuyiv to light for himself. But if he doesn't have a chedim yuchid, he doesn't have a place, he's staying in a dormitory, let's say, with a bunch of people, he doesn't have a room for himself. So then, if he doesn't have a chiv mitzad his place, so then he would not be mechuyiv alts the room being dark. And then, alts the maisad loka, alts lighting, alts the ceremonial act, the maisa mitzvah of lighting with a bracha, that his wife lights back home, he's not mechuyiv. Of course, the Bi'ar Locha speaks out that, since he's eating by somebody, if he doesn't have a chayim yuchid, he's eating, so he's considered, as far as the chiv mitzad the suda that we pointed out, he's mitzarf to the balabayis. The poskim talk about giving the balabayis a pruta. Today we're not knowing that halakha. If you're eating by somebody, a bachur, let's say a yeshiva, who's eating by somebody is yoitzer, his chiv, neir Shabbos, by the suda, the enhancement, oinik, / kovet Shabbos, of the suda is yoitzer without actually physically being kind of part of the Neiris. So we're not knowing that you have to be kind of part of the Neiris. Moshe says also in the Tshuva that the meaning is that you're considered part of, you're a toffel to the house where the Neiris are being lit if you're eating over there. So now let's get to the basic Shaila, like we started with. A person is away for Shabbos, and if let's say the regular case of a young couple being by parents for Shabbos, so the woman of the house is lighting. Mi'ikra adin, the daughter/daughter-in-law, niece, whatever the case may be, or if you're a guest man, it doesn't have to be your mother or your mother-in-law, you yoytzu with the balas habayis, that's the mokhmad loka. However, the minig is for the for each woman to light for herself. It's a special mitzvah. It's a woman mitzvah that a woman shouldn't get around. So therefore, the minig is that a woman will light herself. She will not be yetz with the hostess because she's really not mechuyev to light. She's only not being yetz with the hostess. The minig is to light two neiris and not the regular amount of neiris that she lights back home. But let's talk for a second about a couple, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Most people don't have room, a tremendous amount of room, a small Israeli apartment for guests. Usually when people have over guests, what they do is they find an apartment near them, in the building or nearby, which somebody else went away. And their guest, let's say family Hershkowitz that lives in Ezra's Teiru and Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, will have guests sleeping by an extra neighbor of theirs and eating by them. Where should they light? This is a question that's commonly posed. Should they light at the house of the host where they're eating or in the place where they sleep? So again, we said that even though there's a mitzvah of Yadat Yisholim Alecho, which is more totally in the Mokum Shein than the Poskim say, the Ramah in Sif Yud, in our Simon, in Reish Samach Gimel, says that the Ikad Lokas HaNeiris HaShul is B'Neir Shal HaShulchan. Like we said, that's not enough to light before Shabbos. One has to light in a way which the Neiris will enhance the Suda Shabbos. The Ikad Mitzvah Chazal Kaveh, this is the Halach of Rav and Al Gemara, is a Hadlokas Neir Chanukah, which, I'm sorry, Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. Plenty of inner connection between Neir Shabbos and Neir Chanukah, so it was more than just a slip of the tongue. The Ikar Mitzvah of Hadlokas Neir Shabbos is connected to the enhancement of the Suda, so therefore the Ikar Neiris that one makes a bracha on is certainly the Neiris B'mokam Achila, and the Mitzvah is Nigra Achar Neiris, even if somebody has a separate place to sleep, which would be Mechayim them to light in the place of sleeping. One should definitely have a kiyum. The ikar kiyum of Neiris Shabbos is b'makom achila. But again, if one is sleeping in one place and eating in another place, be'etzem one is yoytze with the hostess, with the balas habayis who's lighting in her house. So there, the right thing to do is for the guest to light in the place, to light with a bracha in the place where she's sleeping. Even though ikar Neiris Shabbos are linked up, as we said in the Tachanas Chazal, to the Suda, in that case, the right place to light is, according to Mishnah Berurah, to light in the Mokum HaSheino, and one can make a bracha over there, even though if one had, let's say, in a regular house, in one's own house, where do we light? We light in the place where we're going to eat. We light in the dining room. What about the bedrooms which are going to be dark? There's a chiyuv gomer to make sure that those rooms are sufficiently lit up. Now, if there's a light in one room which shines in the other room, nobody's going to trip over an electric cord, that's fine, because there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah of Ner Shabbos specifically. There's a mitzvah that the room should be lit enough, there shouldn't be any problems, any potential pitfalls. But if the room is lit up, one doesn't have to put on that light specifically for Shabbos. Then the halacha is one lights in the dining room, one does not have to light in the other places. But where one is not lighting the dining room, as in our case of a guest who's eating in one place, sleeping in another place, there the place to light where the bracha is in the Makom HaShein of going to Mishnah Berurah. This is a Chaznish that argues. He says that the mitzvah is always for Makom HaChila, like we see in our Gemara of Neir's Shabbos being linked up to a Mokum Achila. The Mishnah Berurah does not pass in that way. The Iker, when one is in a Mokum Sheino and you're by a Balabayis, like in the case of Erech, you're eating in somebody's house, so there you're a Nitfal to the person who's lighting in the house. The Balabuster is Moitzi, everybody who's eating there, and the right thing to do is to light at home. Now, to light where you're sleeping. Or to light at home if you're going out to eat. Now, of course, there's a problem. When a woman lights, she's Mekabel in the Shabbos. She's Mekabel Shabbos, L'chair, she wouldn't be able to get it. If it's far away, you can't get into a car afterwards. The right thing to do is to speak out specifically. It has to be done, otherwise the woman will not be able to travel. Chazal linked a woman's Kabbalah Shabbos automatically to Neir Shabbos, whereas a man is only Mekabel Shabbos with Kabbalah Shabbos or when the Shkia comes in. But a woman will have to speak out, I am not Mekabel Shabbos. We'll discuss this in the future share. Why is the woman Kabbalah Shabbos linked up to Neir Shabbos? She has to speak out, I am not Mekabel Shabbos. She's allowed to do that in order to facilitate her traveling to where to get into a taxi or to drive in a car to where her suit is. So one lights where they're sleeping. Now, what would be if one is put up, let's say, for a simcha, Shabbos, 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 if they're eating in the hall, all the families, all the members of the family, they're sleeping in various places around. Where does one light? Since over there, You can't say that you're a nitval. Any of the guests are not nitvalim, are not yoitza with the balabasta. There's no balabasta in the hall. Everybody's in the same boat. We're all guests. So over there, the right place to light is in the hall. And to make sure before you go to the hall to light, to have a light on without a bracha, to have the room where you're going to stay lit up, because of the inyan of yadat shalom alecha, but the ma'aseh hadlaka, with a bracha, one lights in the hall. So again, if one is not yoitza with the balabasta, then one should light with a bracha in the makom achila, like we see in our Gemara. But if one will be yoitza with the balabasta in the makom achila, then one can light with a bracha, with a ma'aseh hadlaka, in the place of Shana, in the place of sleeping. This is l'chayr what comes out according to the Mishnah Berurah. What's interesting is there is discussion amongst Paiskim, what's the Ikabai Ne'er Chanukah, the famous Shaila of where the Yeshiva Bachum light, in the dorm or in the kitchen. The famous machlokes between Rabbi Aaron Kotler and Moshe Feinstein. Some of the yeshivas, a Makbid many years ago, tells the yeshiva in Cleveland had a tragic fire in the dormitory near his Hanukkah, and the dormitory burnt down, and two Bachrim, Achmon, were killed. From then on, a lot of the yeshivas are weary of having Bachrim light in a room. Others say that if the Bachrim, if they want to pass them like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that the ikur is the Makom Shena, which is really totally in our discussion of this sugya, then one should light, leave it for half an hour, stay with the neighbors in order that there should no problems, no fire should result, blow it out and go back to Beis Medrash Shalom, but that's totally nara push to each place with its meaning.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.